Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. I've been trying to get on the mic earlier, but someone wouldn't let me.
I had something to say.
You had something to say, really. Brennan Green here, returning.
So good to be back, Tim.
Oh, really?
No. Let me tell you, I hear everybody say that, and you know it's a bunch of baloney. Frankly, I don't even know why I came back.
Me, I don't even know why I asked you to come back.
Can I finish?
Okay, fine.
I don't know why I came back. I don't know why you'd have me back.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Okay, that's true.
It's like you invite people here, you invite people in the studio, and then
I usually invite good people. Yeah,
sure. I don't know. I don't listen to the show. And then you just continue to sabotage, you know, the entire evening.
How did I sabotage the evening?
Well, I don't know how my pants came down. At one point, my pants came down.
That's just a ritual for the show, that people's pants come down.
Yeah, and it usually takes place at your house alone, with the doors locked, and somebody young and crying. I don't know. You know, the pose down at the end, I kind of screwed up the last couple mixes because I just couldn't believe your physique.
My physique.
Man, what have you been doing? Where are you getting your protein? Let's be honest. Where are you getting your protein?
It's eggs, you know? You just eat the raw eggs. Yeah. You just drink them.
Bullshit. What? Do you really? Really?
No.
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 Do you eat eggs in the morning, though?
Occasionally, you know, with a bagel.
But today, you were telling me you just had two salads.
Yeah, I had two salads.
Yeah, so...
What kind of salads, Tim?
What kind of salads, really? Tim? What kind of salads, Tim? What kind of Tim salad?
I tell them how to make it, and then they make it for me.
What are you putting in your salad, though?
You know, it just depends on my mood. Yeah.
So let's gummy just bears. Sounds like gummy bears.
Okay, let's change the subject.
Swedish fish, gummy bears, rainbows.
Wait, does it look like a what is this?
Yeah, it does look like you're covered in rainbows right now.
Sorry, I don't know how to respond to that one.
Of course you don't.
Okay, so anyways.
So Sid,
what
are you doing back in the U.S.? Sid, who's in the studio? Let's actually talk to somebody that knows something about music. Our friend Sid Ho.
Sid Ho?
Sid who, sorry.
My mum calls me Saran, so you can call me Saran.
Saran.
Saran. No, I came back to see you, too.
He did.
We're playing table tennis on Thursday again, right?
We are. Yeah, I mean, wait, how did we end up? You're going to beat everyone, basically.
Yeah, but, Brennan's roommate, Yaz, I think...
He's good?
Well, he's Japanese, so most Asian people are good at table tennis. Right? I can say that because I'm Australasian, so that's good.
Australasian. Australasian, right.
No, but really, are you going to try this time, or...
last time I had, you know, like...
Short shorts,
and the paddle was messed up, so...
Oh, right. Yeah. So you're going to blame your tools?
Yeah, because, you know, I was just playing Brennan, so I didn't want to...
You weren't trying. Actually, you did. From memory, the game that you and I had, you let me get away with it for a little bit, and then you came back, which I like
that's,
that.
That's my style. I let people think that they're going to be ahead and win, and then I just crush them. I'm looking at you, Brennan.
This is how I woke up this morning, right?
With Brian Eno?
Yeah, like, he walks, because I'm sleeping in the studio, as you do, and he comes in and put the 12 on, didn't he?
So you guys are working together on a record right now?
He's doing most of the work.
Yeah, he's doing his washing, and I'm using his studio.
I'm doing laundry, and he's using my studio.
It's true. He's like, yeah, I really want to play on this track.
You know, if you can have somebody in the studio that works harder than you do, it's very easy to just hand it all over.
But it's fun. You know, I stayed in Bed-Stuy once out of the many times I've come through, and it's interesting down there. It's good. It's a different taste of New York, which is nice.
Literally, we've had some incredible food.
Yeah. Yeah, tonight was good. Some Jamaican,
some West Indian.
It was really good.
That's why you guys didn't eat dinner with me.
Well,
we
salad.
Invite you. We invite you. But we don't eat gummy bears and Swedish fish for dinner and rainbows.
Yeah, I like to eat rainbows.
Wait, say that again clear so people can sample it. Go ahead.
I like to eat rainbows. Wait, Brennan, do you want to say what you... God. Brennan, do you want to say what you've been working on? These guys.
Yeah, what have you? You're
Because I've been reading press releases and I haven't.
Oh,
been
we just
seeing
I just finished up working on the new Kid. For on a serious note,
yeah.
The new Kid Creole album on Strut is going to be killer, and I can't wait for it to come out. He's on point with this one. It might be his best ever, best since the Savannah Band for sure. I know that wasn't a Kid Creole project, but he feels the same way. It's really, really tight.
So is there going to be like a live show with it, or what's the deal?
There is European dates, but I don't know if there's anything planned for the U.S. yet.
And are you going to be a part of that?
If it comes to the U.S.?
You should play tambo.
Or Europe?
He's great on tambo.
Tambo?
Yeah, I've seen him play the tambo. Yeah.
Anyway, we just literally... it just finished getting mastering today, so...
Okay.
It's still being planned.
Okay, and then and what else have you been working on? What's up with Chinatown?
Well, a couple of weeks ago...
Your record label, Chinatown.
A couple of weeks ago, we finally... What's up? right, of course. Right, back to that. A couple of weeks ago, we finally got the last of the Arthur Russell... Arthur's Landing project out. It took 5 cuts to get that 12-inch ride. It's the Your Motion Says and Lucky Cloud by Arthur's Landing just came out, and I hope everybody checks that out because it's a really...
And you produced that whole thing?
Really beautiful record.
Right, what's the deal? What's your connection?
Yeah, I worked with the band on their album for Strut as well, and then I... That all came about from the Is It All Over My Face 12-inch, which we recorded, and then Strut caught onto them and did the album, and I grabbed a couple singles off of it to release on Chinatown. Some extended, the Your Motions on the album as an edit, and on the 12-inch is a super extended disco version of it, and on the flip is Lucky Cloud, which did make it on the LP, and a dub of it as well, which is a really spaced out instrumental where you get to really hear the guitars and the bass line, the trombones breathe. Yeah, I hope you guys can check it out. Download it, whatever, I don't care. It's only on vinyl right now, so get it where you can.
I've got a few copies that he gave me, so
yeah, I can sell mine.
Email me, I'll send it to you, for real. Just hit me up.
That's good.
Not hard to find. Too easy to find.
Really? No, that's not what we heard at the very beginning of the show.
Baz, let me say what's up to Baz.
Yeah.
Baz, I don't know what you're talking about,
no,
man.
I agree with him, because you are... The only way people can find you if they're on Instant Messenger, and then you that's all you are.
I turned it off.
You just do Instant
Not
Message.
Not anymore.
That's all you do.
Not anymore. I turned it off. Too much socializing.
Too much. So
it's all too much, man. I don't know how you do it. I mean, since the last time I've been here, man, everything's changed. You're videotaping
me. Yeah, I was.
You're tweeting. You're taking photos. This whole thing. Every little thing I do is going to be
broadcast. It's 2011. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's 2011.
Well, sure. So everything's going to be... There's no... It's not really personal anymore. Tim, I come in here, it's just like everything's up. Every little thing I do, every little move I make is a snap of a photo.
You don't call that personal?
Look, it's instantly...
You know, I know you
This is nice. I'm holding Brennan, a Polaroid
You like your secrets. I know you like your secrets, but, you know, there weren't any secrets in here tonight except for you showing your ass, and then that
and
was
balls.
Like... Yeah, and his
me
balls.
Showing my ass.
Yeah.
Me showing my ass.
But that's going to be kept a secret. Don't worry. I know how you deleted it off my iPhone.
It's beautiful, Tim. It's beautiful. There's no secrets in here. I like that.
Yeah.
Let's stop there. There's no secrets in here.
No, there's no secrets in here. We keep... Everything is for the... You know.
Where am I? Therapy?
Wait.
What is this? Pizza space therapy?
Anyways, Brennan, you know, I had wanted to do like a little DJ set. And then...
It's not necessary.
You know, like...
No,
I don't know. Have you heard of like...
I beat you to it. I'm putting them to sleep before you had a chance.
Oh my god. Seriously.
What were you going to say?
No, I was going to talk about DJ hogs.
I'm not a DJ hog.
Really?
I barely DJ.
Oh, really? Really?
That's not true. Really?
What's happening in here right now?
Help me.
Suddenly everybody just swung around in their chairs and faced me. Sid has his hand on my leg. Tim has the iPhone out again with the video camera. There's no secrets, Brennan.
No secrets here. This is okay, what we do. Okay, this, okay. This is how we do it.
It's changed
but
in here.
No, I mean that's just where we're growing up, you know? It's we're growing up. This is serious business. This is business now.
Cool.
We're not student radio.
Do they know that? Does the school know that?
No, they don't know that.
The school doesn't know that yet.
They don't know that yet, but you know, we're serious on here. Okay. But listen. Wait, are you playing anytime soon, Brennan?
I don't think so.
Ah, oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry.
No, I kind of cleared my schedule a little bit. Once I finished up with the Coconuts album, I just wanted to spend some time on my own.
Doing the washing.
And then Sid, yeah, getting some laundry done, and then Sid showed up and decided to do everything himself. So, no, I really want to get some of my
own. So there's no tour going on? Or?
No. But that always happens in the last couple of weeks before it happens, so.
Okay.
What about you? What's next?
Me?
Australia sounds fun too.
I'm gonna go to Australia in December. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm gonna go.
It wasn't hot last year, right?
Did you make it last year? It wasn't as hot.
I didn't make it last year.
It was hot.
You could barely swim.
It was what?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that's rubbish. You can definitely swim.
It's rubbish.
Yeah.
but yeah, I mean, I don't have that much going on. I'm around.
You're full of it. This guy's tour schedule.
Copenhagen next week, you're saying?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. A little shout out to those people.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Copenhagen beginning of August.
Awesome. And then, where was it?
Then I got some San Diego, and
Miami.
I got Miami.
I'm not
Japan.
Speaking of Japan, actually.
Yeah.
I just talked to Rio today, and man, I'm going to start planning that soon. But a shout out to those guys because they have been through it.
Yeah.
And congratulations to the girls' football team for demolishing the U.S.
Women's.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Soccer.
Is
soccer
that big,
team.
Is,
football.
Is girls' football big here? In the U.S.
Women's.
Women's.
Tim's a big fan, actually. Huge fan of that. I kept tweeting the score.
Which score is that?
But they've been through it. They've been through it over there. So, I mean, it's long overdue. They've been trying to win it for a long time, but it couldn't have come at a better time, I think.
Score.
And it was really nice because I just got the first sort of interest to do the tour. Yesterday, I got an email from my friend in Sendai, which is where the tsunami hit the hardest, right?
Yeah.
So shout out to Kotaro. I'm coming back, brother.
Nice. Yeah. But so when do you think that is? This year or next year?
Oh, it's usually December. Okay. It's usually December.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you wanted to... I don't really want to hear that much more from you, though. I mean, I'm sorry.
I'm done.
You're done?
After tonight, I don't even want to DJ anymore. It just sucked. Everything I love about DJing tonight just got put into this different perspective.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's nice and...
Well, Sid, I really enjoyed having you here because you were really... It was a really bright spot to have you here.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe if I was getting the back rub the whole time instead of doing all the work...
You got your pants pulled down.
So. Seriously, things have changed in Beats and Space.
You know, I have a record label, by the way.
Yeah. So what's who is it again? Was it Black Dice?
No,
sorry.
No.
Black Keys?
That's Bjorn from Black Dice doing the cover.
Right, right.
Okay. The artwork. Right. But it's a French group called Parody.
That's right.
So I think maybe next week I'll play it on the show. But I was going to play it tonight, but, you know,
and the big
Brennan
man
took up the whole show, so I only have half an hour left, so I don't have enough time.
How long is the record? The big 45 minutes?
It's pretty long. It's pretty long. I need to set it up in the right way, and half an hour is not the right way for me to set it up.
He needs to tell a story.
I need to tell a story.
He's going to tell a story. He's going to go on a journey.
Yeah. You wouldn't understand, Brennan.
So who's in next week, Tim?
Joachim is here next week.
The big man.
He's big name. Yeah, he's definitely
big
a big
man,
name.
Big name.
I can't wait to have him on. Get some real listeners here.
Are you going
to
pull his pants down?
Are you? Are you?
Yeah, I pull everyone's pants down. That's what I do.
Wait, again?
I pull everyone's pants down, and I eat rainbows.
I know you're doing this for gigs. I know you're doing this for gigs. I know where you're doing them for gigs, and I know this is a smart man. Not only has he gotten bigger over time, his business is tight.
Business is booming. Okay.
Jesus, I'm a little scared here. Who is this guy? Who are you, dude?
Really? Okay.
Wow. Impressive.
Anyways, I'm going to get off the microphone here.
Do some push-ups?
I might do it later. But I'm going to start off with a new one from Cosmes that's coming out on Andrew Lovefinger's label.
Boys,
this is called
Japan.
Hey Ya. This is their red one for Japan, since you're talking about Japan. This is the Benefit record. It looks really nice with Cheetah on the other side. So we'll start off with that, and then I'll play for another 25 minutes because I don't, you know.
That's all you got.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's all you got.
That's what you get.
That's about it.
No, but yeah, thank you, Brandon. It's always a pleasure to really have you on the show. It's a real pleasure.
You know what? This is what you should
Don't
be videotaping,
be sorry,
so they can see the sideways glances and the rolling of the eyes. I don't know how Sid ended up on your lap right now. Now they're both facing me. I'm sitting on this side of the desk by myself.
Thanks, Tim.
I've been trying
for a long time to have you back on the show, and then you just kept... What? Say it. Say what? What were you going to say?
I had a great time.
Okay. Anyways,
High note.
Let's leave it on a high note.
I'm glad you have me back. The band was a little uncalled for, I thought, but
it's just because you dissed the show before, so that's
I never
all.
Dissed the show.
Guys,
when did I diss the show?
Because I set up a date with you, and then you
went on tour.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Beats and Space listeners. I have rent to pay. Tim doesn't pay so good.
I got stuff that I,
need done around the house.
It's Polaroid.
Anyways, the band's off until a little bit.
Cool.
Or band's back on for another year, I guess.
Reband.
Reband for another year.
When I get here, it's like, you're unbanned. And then at the end of the show, it's like, you're banned again.
Yeah, I think that's better that way. Okay, let's get started with Cosmes. No, beautiful having you, Brennan. Always really a pleasure. You're my best friend, even though I mess with you every show, and I just make fun of you every show, usually.
It gets distracting.
It gets a little distracting. I mean...
But that's what it's about.
That is
no
what
secrets.
Yeah, no secrets here.
The needle's skipping all over the place. That's what happens with
that's
vinyl.
That's,
remember?
Yeah,
what happens
with
vinyl.
Usually,
really average,
you right? should know your settings and stuff, or bring your own...
Check
needles. I swear to God,
cool.
I haven't played any of these records
it's
in
cool.
about 3 years. I just grabbed whatever I could.
Yeah.
And
that was pretty obvious from the very beginning when you didn't know how to start. But no, it's cool. It's cool. No, no.
I learn something every day. Every time I come on the show, I learn something new. Really.
But no.
Oh, God, just turn the mics off. Just turn them off. Just turn them off.
Let's go. Okay, Cosmes here. Cosmes, hey, yeah. Thanks, Brennan Green.
Tim
Thank
Sweeney.
Thank you, Sid Hu.
Thanks, mate.
Beats in Space.
WNYU 89.1 FM for the next 20 minutes.
We'll be right back.
That's it from us here at Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM. Ending it with Wham here. You know. Thank you to Brennan Green again. I love Brennan Green.
I love Tim.
And you know,
I love Tim and I love all his rainbows.
Thank you, Sid, for coming by. That was awesome to have you here.
Yeah.
Next time you're in town, we're going to have you, you know, play some music.
Oh, yeah, that'd be...
I tried to get in touch with you, actually. About
yeah, whatever. You just touched me.
And, yeah, next week, Joachim here in the studio.
Woo!
And...
Is this the new Beats in Space right here?
Yeah, this is a new Beast of Space right here. Yeah, this is
Tim,
probably... This is,
Tim,
yeah.
Stop slurring your words, bro.
Oh, my God. I hate Brennan Green
so much.
Yeah.
Stop slurring when you're
seriously,
on the air.
This guy's banned. Okay.
Reband.
Reband.
Reband. I'm back. I'm back and I'm gone again.
Okay. All right, that's it. Thank you all for listening.
Woo! Yeah, yeah. Tim!
Have a good week. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you guys rock.
Conversations all about pulling pants down. All of this garbage. It's a music show. You want to have your friends over to the house, play nice, suck his dick, do whatever you want. Don't do it on the radio. It's about music. You wasted about 25 minutes of pure garbage. You are the biggest loser. You're a queen. You're a faggot. Stop sucking everyone's dick and pulling everybody's pants down. No one wants to hear that. You should be off the air. You are a disgrace to music, and get those faggots out of the studio. Because when they do, bam, you're going to get the ass kicked. And Timmy, when you leave, you're going to be put in the sewer with the mice, the rats, and the snakes. That's where you belong. Pull pants down. Wasting people's time when it's a music show, you faggot.